University of Arkansas is still on holiday break. Classes don't resume until Monday, but the stage inside the Stella Boyle Smith Concert Hall has been occupied for more than 12 hours a day since just after Christmas. For the third consecutive year, Opera Fayetteville is taking advantage of the mostly dormant time on the campus to stage a full production of a contemporary English language opera. Opera Fayetteville's first production was this time of year in 2012, an updated staging of Little Women. Last year, the company produced Dead Man Walking, using almost every inch of the theater to create the interior of a Louisiana prison. This year's opera, also sung in English, is Flight by Jonathan Dove. The story is inspired by the true tale of a refugee from Iran who spent almost two decades living in Charles de Gaulle Airport in Paris. It is the same true story that served as inspiration for the film The Terminal, starring Tom Hanks, though the opera is a completely different story. Tamara Ryan, the major creative force behind the establishment of Opera Fayetteville, says this year's production is following in the previous staging's footsteps.
People are shocked when they come to these operas, I think, because they have a vision of opera as being in a foreign language and sort of culturally removed from them. And that simply isn't the case anymore. I think all of these operas we've done almost feel, and particularly this one, cinematic. Like, you could be going out to the movies for the afternoon, except that there you are with all of these beautiful voices and the orchestra right around you. And it's nice to tell stories that people can really get engaged in now.
Ryan is a former resident of Fayetteville and alone among the cast familiar with this region. The other nine members of the cast come from across the country and began arriving here 2 days after Christmas. Rehearsals started the next day, December 28th, just 12 days before the first production. The compacted schedule means 10-hour days for each member of the cast. Ryan says while the past 2 years' operas have had similar schedules, those productions had plenty of solo singing that could be practiced before arrival to Fayetteville. Flight, on the other hand, has an intricate score with many ensemble pieces.
I mean, almost exclusively these huge ensembles, 6, 8, or even 10 people singing at the same time, and they really can't be coordinated until you're all together, so it's been quite an adventure sort of getting that all straightened out.
Katera Stickan, the director, says the dozen days of rehearsal is a tight turnaround, but there is an advantage for the cast. Since students are gone, every single rehearsal has been on the stage where the show will take place.
With a piece like this that is A, just musically very difficult, and B, it has a lot of dramatic stuff going on, and it's in English, so there's an awful lot of little nuance that we can catch. I think there's a lot to put together, and to only have basically a week and a half to do it is a particular challenge with a piece like this. These guys are doing an incredible job with a very short amount of time, and I'm consistently impressed with what we can get out of them in the amount of space that we have to do it.
On Friday, January 3rd, cast and crew were in the middle of their rehearsal schedule. 6.5 days behind them, just 6.5 more until the audience was in front of them. As the actors ran through the final act, they were still working on basic blocking and where to place props, including a glass used in the scene. With just 12 days of rehearsal, director Stickan says there is no other way to prepare other than just diving into the deep end of the pool.
Oh, that glass can't be there, you know, and stuff like that. But you learn it by doing, and instead of being able to be so particular as you're plodding through a piece, now you just sort of have to smack it up, do it, and figure some stuff out on the fly, which in some ways gives a spontaneity to the piece that I think is palpable for an audience. It makes the energy on stage so heightened that an audience is going to respond to that. But on the other hand, there's a specific care that doesn't get taken that I think sometimes makes it difficult for us to find the specifics that we would like to find.
She says she has to, as director, stay keenly aware of when the long days mean fatigue and then to give appropriate breaks. It helps, she says, that the opera is a beloved, critically acclaimed contemporary work. And she knows some of the cast, including Tamara Ryan, from previous collaborations on other stages. And she's not at all bothered by the fact that all of these long hours will be condensed into just 2 performances.
The reason I took this job is because this is on my top 10 operas to direct in my lifetime operas. I mean, that's how amazing I think this piece is. And we have the opportunity every time we work on a piece to figure out new things about it. And yes, it sort of dissipates into the ether, but the chance that, you know, we've made connections with people who will sing this again, we've learned a piece well enough that we can walk into a company and pitch it and hopefully get the opportunity to do it again. Every time that you do a piece, you build on it. But I think from an audience's point of view, I mean, that's what's so special and amazing about live theater. Not only that you're getting this sort of humanity in your face experience where, you know, the people are crying and laughing and giving birth right in front of you. It's also that you're seeing something, you're seeing an event that you and the, in this tiny theater, you and the 70 other people in this theater are the only people who will have ever experienced that ever in the universe. And I think that that's really kind of amazing.
For Tamara Ryan, whose idea gave birth to this annual opera production in 2012, the thrills are still there. But she admits the frantic parts are there too. Arranging travel plans for out-of-town cast members in winter, confirming musician schedules, and just making sure 12 days is enough time to stage a challenging work. When asked what's the scariest moment during one of these fortnights, she pauses for exactly 1 second.
Oh, all of them! I'm just filled with terror for the entire process, but it's sort of a glorious, wonderful terror, full of surprises.
Opera Fayetteville's production of Jonathan Dove's Flight will be Friday night at 7:30 and Sunday afternoon at 3 in the Stella Boyle Smith Concert Hall on the University of Arkansas campus. For more information about the productions and about buying tickets, you can go to operafayetteville.org. This is Ozarks at Large.